Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to talk about boundaries at work. Mm-hmm. Have you ever worked with someone who invaded your space? Mm-hmm. Maybe they talked incessantly or took your things without asking you.
Oh, yeah.
Our question comes from someone who was dealing with a boundary buster. Mm-hmm. This coworker is a little too friendly and way too chatty. I'm getting a headache. Just We'll spend the second part of our podcast talking about how to manage an employee with bad boundaries.
Yeah, you know, the issue of boundaries never gets old at work. There's always someone.
It's always coming up.
Yeah, whether they make too much noise or store too much food in the company fridge. Someone has a sense of boundaries that are different from yours.
Or they're too touchy.
Too touchy.
Yeah, there's so many.
Yeah. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
All right, Logan, what's the question?
I work in an open office space. My work is intense, and I need to focus in order to get it done. We have one extremely friendly coworker who is always making the rounds, stopping at my desk, and wanting to chat. She asks personal questions about my weekend, my diet, and my boyfriend. She's very nice, so I don't know how to cut off the conversation. I end up engaging in conversations with her that eat up my time, and then I feel furious. It's gotten to the point that my neck hurts whenever I hear her voice. How do I handle this in a professional way?
Yeah, without biting her head off or, you know, just really yelling at her, which is, I think, the normal reaction. Like, get out of here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can't do any of that. Well, so, I mean, I think if you were a less nice person, like, there are people that are really good at, you know, avoiding these people. As soon as they approach, they get up and leave. Mm-hmm. Or they just ignore them, put on headphones.
Make a face, even.
Yeah, they're just good at it. And the person usually knows, you know, where they're welcome and where they're not. Usually boundary busters, you know, can figure that out. So I think you just have to set a boundary with this person. So that would be my suggestion. Do you want to say something before I give you my...
No, absolutely. It's about setting boundaries. So I would say go for it. I'm going to talk a little bit about your internal process. Let's hear the technique.
I would take this person aside at just an opportune moment, not when they approach you, but maybe if you meet them coming into work or going out to work, or you know, or maybe even just ask to speak to them at the end of the day.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I think it should just be very friendly. You know, just say, look, I really want to catch up with you and talk to you, but when I'm working, I just can't focus if somebody interrupts me. It's not even about you. It's about me.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I need total focus. So if my head is down, just know that we'll catch up later.
That's great.
But I want to say you're going to have to remind her about this
several times.
It's not a clean thing. Like, she'll probably go, okay.
Right. Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, forget.
Right.
Yes.
And don't put your head up. If your head is up, that is a signal.
Well, I was going to say, I think you could even, since this person is a friendly person, mm-hmm. then they probably want you to like them.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Is you could take it a step further, which is if you do come to my desk and start talking, I'm going to say the word focus, mm-hmm. and that's a signal that I have to stay at work. Stay focused on
Yeah, that could work, maybe.
Well, yeah. Since we know she's going to test the boundaries.
Yeah, she's definitely going to test it. But you have to be a little strong here and know that this kind of chatty person, really, that's not their purpose. They're just low. Not that they're lonely. That's just not, this is
needy.
How they...
Needy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they're friendly, and, you know, they don't like being isolated. So.
Yes.
So this is what they're like. And, you know, they're not the worst thing in the office. Somebody just sent me a picture of their boss sleeping. That's maybe something even worse. But you have to remember that it's okay to set a boundary and to tell this person, I can't really talk right now. Because they're not going to give you a hard time. They're not going to tell you you're a meanie.
Right.
They're not going to do any of that. They're going to just say, oh, I didn't even know. Because they are not
aware. And I think that's what I'll talk to.
Okay.
Your internal experience often with this kind of person is that you feel you kind of get angrier and angrier because you think, can't you see that I'm busy? Mm-hmm. And can't you see on my face that I'm impatient or that I'm losing patience? And how rude and mm-hmm. how inconsiderate.
And I would never do this.
I would never do this.
That's what people say, as if everybody's like them.
Exactly. Right. So you're going to have to unhook the resentment car of your yeah. train of thought in order to do what Kathy is recommending, which is brilliant, which is simply to set a boundary. And I think you have to get over the fact that you actually have to spell it out, which will seem strange to you since no one would have to spell this out to you. But in order to have peace of mind, and the other piece I think is important is it's no malintent, which you probably mm-hmm. know, but you may start to feel as if there is malintent because mm-hmm. they're never getting the hint. We have learned there's a phenomenon called the switchback. Whenever you set a boundary, the person will test it to see if you're really serious about it. So this is see this as a process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and don't be afraid. I mean, I think many people don't want to do this because they're afraid of hurting the person.
Yes. Right.
And we've learned that the person is really, they don't usually get hurt. They might have a sting a little bit, but then they want to retain a friendship, so they're going to follow your rules.
And, yes.
Well, until they don't remember them.
I actually have someone in my life who will talk and talk and talk and talk, and I've learned if I say to her, I've stopped listening, mm-hmm. which I think is the most cold thing to say.
You actually say that?
I've said it a few times. I said, whoa, I've stopped listening. You know, like I'm overwhelmed.
Your tone is not malicious.
And what does this person say back?
She's, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And then she reels it in. What, let me ask about you. What's happening with you?
Yeah, exactly. It's not usually somebody who... you know, this is like they're just not that mean.
Right.
Right.
I know it doesn't make sense, but it's true. So you're not going to hurt them. You're only hurting yourself, actually, by not setting a boundary.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to figure out the words that you feel comfortable with and pick a time that you feel mm-hmm. comfortable. And you're going to find it's easier than you think.
To have the conversation?
Yeah. And that from then on, it should be a little bit easier. But but people, even this kind of person, will test it and come back again and do it again.
Yeah, and you may have to witness a slightly hurt look at the beginning. When you
think
first,
so?
I think, well, just a disappointment, you know, like, oh, gosh, I
you
can't
know,
go.
But they find other people. That's my experience. They do. They do, right?
I'm just imagining this person who's asking this question, seeing that same individual like sitting on the corner of someone else's desk.
Right. Cornered.
Yeah. Right.
They usually will find someone. I mean, unless you're the only other person in the office.
No. But the other piece, exactly.
But and then you still have to confront it, and then you don't have to wait till a moment. You can just say, you know what? I need to focus.
Yeah.
To get my work done, I really need to focus. This isn't about you. This is about me.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it is going to be ongoing. This is now part of your job, right? We'll be setting boundaries with this
You know,
person.
These are the things that we laugh about, but they are the things that ruin your day.
Oh, yeah.
It's just maddening. You can really hate this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the end of the week.
It accumulates over time, right?
That's right.
I'm actually thinking back when I was working at the New York Foundation for Senior Citizens as an employment counselor. One of my colleagues was like so excited. And so curious, and she had 20,000 questions about everything. And really got to the point where I just have to say, I can't talk to you right now.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm just picturing her, that boundless joy, you know, I'm ready to come. So this is part of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have any comments or thoughts on this topic, tweet us at AskK2 or like us on Instagram at MyCrazyOffice.
Yes, and if you want to get onto our email list, please text us at 228-28 and type in MyCrazyOffice. That's all one word at 228-28, MyCrazyOffice, and we'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show discussing what you can do if you have to manage this kind of chatty person, the person with bad boundaries.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, because you do. And, you know, and I can also see the person we talked to earlier, they could just go to their manager.
Yeah.
And say, why is this person bugging me?
Right.
So ultimately, the manager should step in. And the first question I would ask a manager, is this person avoiding their work? Or are they somebody who's productive and just super friendly? I think you have to figure that out before you give them feedback. If they are avoiding their work, well, that's the tactic, you know? But if they're not avoiding their work and they're just super friendly, my suggestion is that I think you need to give them like a job as a social director. That doesn't mean that they go around social all day. What it means is that they can send out emails, that they can hold meetings that are for about social activities, that they actually have a position that would give them the right to do some of this, but not go bother people at their desk.
That's interesting.
Right. And that might help them because they're really looking for social. They're looking for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, if you gave them the parameters around it too, and it could be creative use of their, it could be an intra office information or newsletter or something that they're...
Or just they're the ones who put together birthdays. They're the one, you know, that organizes maybe a trip to somewhere that's going to support everyone in whatever it is you do there.
Yeah.
Or holiday things. I mean, what... I mean, there, you know, there are social things that go on.
Yeah.
So they could be in charge of that.
I think that's a great idea, and I think you still may have to talk to them.
Yeah. You have to manage them. You have to let them know they can't bother people.
Yeah.
Right.
When they're working.
Yeah. And I'm curious, I mean, typically you help a lot of people with these kinds of scenarios, Kathy. Do you say to the person, do you give them time limits of running around and socializing, or do you, how do you point
out?
The
problem is that they're not reading social cues.
Right.
So I would coach them in that and say, look, if somebody looks like they're engaged and they're not welcoming you, read it. I want you to start reading because people are telling me you're approaching them when they're very, very busy.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody's got a lunch break. Everybody, you know, you can talk at the end of the day. You can have coffee with someone before you come in. But while people are working, unless you're asking them a work-related question, which you can email, don't disturb people. So I think it's more of that, teaching them how to read.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you know people are giving them cues and they're not picking it up.
I'm sure that's true. You know, it's interesting you say that because I had a client with the opposite problem. She wasn't friendly enough.
That's a problem.
And it's so her boundary was too rigid in a way. And her boss ended up telling her that she needed to socialize just in general ways, ask people how their weekend were, or ask them, you know, what they're doing after work, or but not in an invasive way, but just to show that you have some modicum of interest in who they are.
Well, and also so you're not invisible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is the complete opposite of this person. This person is visible.
Right.
Right.
I've also come across individuals, and I think there's one that we both know, who have bad boundaries in terms of time, you know, that where they're just always late with things and deadlines and all that kind of thing, or they have an over-optimistic idea of how quickly they can do something.
Mm-hmm.
They take super long lunch hours, maybe. So that's another area that I think you end up having to do a lot of managing of, right?
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, people need, it's depending on how young they are and maybe they haven't developed good work habits.
Yeah.
You do have to get into that with your team.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's amazing the number of specific skills and boundaries that you may have to outline with your staff. I guess that's what I was thinking of, including another one I know someone, I mentioned the refrigerator, but someone who either hogs the kitchen or, you know, leaves too much food in, and so other people can't. I mean, those are small things, but like you say, they make a big difference for the overall morale of the staff.
Yeah. I mean, there's also a person who will steal other people's work. You know, they want to be favored, so... they'll just quickly do what really is somebody else's responsibility, and then that pisses people off. Really, that's not a good thing. So there's, you know, all kinds of ways that people, you know...
cross boundaries.
Yeah, and as a manager, you do have to call it. You have to call people on it, and you're going to have to stay on top of it, too, because, as we know, people go back.
Yes.
Go back to their boundaries.
Yeah, I think this is the part of management that's like adult daycare that you don't want to have to do, but you really need to do. All right, that's it for this segment. Tweet us your stories to AskK2. Follow us on Instagram. Review us on iTunes. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.